Hey guys, Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city. Tuesdays through Friday, there is a newsletter that comes directly to your inbox telling you the daily scoop of what's happening in the city that day. Quick 5, sometimes 7 minute read. And then on Mondays, we record this here podcast and talk about what's going on in the week ahead in Orlando, aka in Pulp Town. So we spend 15 minutes going over 5 hot topics for the week, 5 events, our top 5 picks for the week, and then 5 accounts and people or organizations you should be following on the internet. And I do that courtesy of my friends over at VentureX Orlando. Thanks to our friends at Brand Crumbs Media. The crowd goes wild. That's Vic Martinez in the back, and he is the one who helps put this together week to week, and so I appreciate him. Snaps to him if you're looking for a place to do a podcast. VentureX has you covered, and if you need someone to make it sound worth a crap, then that is going to be Vic, Brand Crumbs Media. Anyway, all right, so moving right along, let's talk about this week's hot topics. Number one, something that came out on Friday. There is a new food hall-ish concept coming to the Milk District. That is the Milk House Social House. It was originally, bought by Greg Peters from Graffiti Junction. And since then, the Foxtail team has taken it over. And so it is the latest bar and eatery concept from Foxtail. It is going in next to MX Tacos in the Milk District, right across from Sideward Brewing. The lineup is insane. There is all kinds of great big Orlando names like Kelly's Homemade Ice Cream, Ravenous Pig, The Courtesy, Bagel Bruno. The plan is to open next month. So that is a new cool hotspot to check out. Milk House, you can follow them also on social media, Milk House Social House. Number two, there is a new cast co-op coming to the Town Center at Kagan Crossings in Claremont. The Cast Co-op is a collaborative initiative. People who were furloughed from Disney and had started organizations after being furloughed are now coming together under one roof. And so that is the Cast Member Pantry that was started by a former cast member who was providing food and other necessities to Disney employees who were laid off. Hospitality Pets in Need, it was a food pantry for pet food for former employees as well. And then Ear for Each Other, which is a Facebook group with over 100,000 followers. And that was a group, or is a group, that serves as a marketplace for local former Disney cast members to sell their cool stuff. So anyway, like their cool wares and creations. Anyway, so now they're all coming together and they're going to have one big co-op spot out in Claremont, and the artisans will rotate out there. Maybe in the future also an educational component, like teaching people how to do caricature workshops, things like that. And it's open to all former theme park industry employees. So whether you worked at SeaWorld, Disney, Universal, where have you, wherever, that's open to you. And so the website for the co-op is www.castco-op.com. Number three, there is a new music fest coming to Colonial Town. So it's similar in nature to Sanford Porch Fest, which is my all-time favorite event in Central Florida. Could not love that more event more if I tried. And this is perfect for, I guess, during the pandemic that seems to be never ending. It's outdoors on front porches in Colonial Town. This one has a different kind of theme surrounding it in the sense that it is going to be all groovy, psychedelic music, and it is called Porch Stock. So Porch Stock 2021 debuts May 22nd, and it will be free to attend, but you can have other opportunities to, I think, spend money and like win prizes and stuff like that. There's more information about that over on Bungalore and also on Facebook, Porch Stock 2021. If you are ever downtown and you use the Park Mobile app, welcome to my world. I do it every time I come here. There was a data breach recently, and it included access to email addresses, license plates, numbers, passwords, phone numbers, and more. However, your credit card information went unscathed. It was not accessed. That said, it would probably be a good idea to reset your password. That is, again, for the Park Mobile app. Once again, it's used whenever you're parking downtown. It makes my life so much easier. Just pull up and you have your credit card attached to it already, like it says, and then you do all this, but you know, you run the risk of things like this happening. And so that is always possible, I guess, with any apps you download. So anyway, change your password and you'll be good to go. Number five, last week, Governor DeSantis passed the controversial anti-mob riot protest bill HB1. We talked about it on last week's episode. Since then, he has been challenged with a lawsuit from local civil rights attorney Aaron Carter Bates. This is from his nonprofit, Bates' nonprofit, Lawyers Matter Task Force, which he also does with a friend of mine, actually, Shannon Ligon. And so Bates and Ligon have appeared on CNN, I think, on Friday. Their plight has also been picked up by several other news stations. The suit claims that the law signed by DeSantis on Monday violates several provisions of the U.S. Constitution. Bates was noted saying the purpose of these laws are nothing more than an attempt to silence the Black Lives Matter movement and other civil organizations by limiting the ability to protest. The First Amendment is a pillar of American democracy, and the anti-riot laws clearly strip Floridians of their freedom of speech and right to assemble. In the lawsuit, it targeted Orange County Sheriff John Mina and DeSantis and then Ashley Moody. And Sheriff Mina's office has since said that, like, look, this lawsuit is without merit. So accordingly, they intended to file a motion to dismiss. From what I read at the time, I don't believe DeSantis has said anything, but they too will completely defend the merits of the bill that he's already passed. So that is what's going on with HB1. And that's it for our hot topics for the week. Let's get into the five event picks, which I have more than five because I just love all the things. So, number one, Orlando Taco Week is going on. That launched last week on 420, and that runs through May 4th. So even though it's Taco Week, it's actually Taco Weeks running 2 weeks. It's an annual event put on by the folks at Orlando Weekly. For a whole 2 weeks, you can go to participating eateries and purchase $5 tacos. You can go to Taco China, Tenant Taco, MX Taco. They have all the tacos for like these $5, not all of them, but special ones. And then other places that maybe you wouldn't normally go to for tacos. So whether that's 534 Scratch Kitchen in Paramore, Orlando Meats, which they just moved to a new location, the Past Progressive Cuisine, all of those places. If you go to OrlandoTacoWeek.com, you can find all the participating restaurants. Again, that runs through May 4th. Speaking of things happening this week, Holy Land Experience is opening for 2 days only. It has been closed since last March when the pandemic first hit, and they are reopening to the public April 28th and 29th, which is Wednesday and Thursday, I believe, for 2 days of free admission, which is something they used to do once a year to keep their tax-exempt status. Let's go with Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m., History in a Glass. It is a virtual history lesson cocktail making class put on by our local history center, Orange County Regional History Center, and The Woods is the one, is the local bar providing the cocktail recipe. This month's theme is to pajama or not to pajama, and you are encouraged to show up in your pajamas. I don't even know how I say pajamas anymore.
Pajamas.
So on Tuesday night, they're traveling back to 1929 when downtown Orlando saw not just one, but two controversial pajama parades. So you should attend. I think tickets are $10 for members, $15 for non-members. You get a 25% discount at The Woods, at a future outing to The Woods, and $2 off admissions to the History Center by going. You can find out more about that by visiting the Orange County Regional History Center's page or website. Full disclosure, they are a partner of ours currently, like we are working with them, but this event is really cool and I would be promoting this no matter what. So check out History in a Glass Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. happening this week. On Wednesday, April 28th at 7 p.m., Orlando Story Club. They are popping up in the City Arts Courtyard. It is a monthly gathering of people who can, at any point, you can put your hat in the ring to get up and talk on stage about whatever theme they're throwing at you for the week. This one specifically is based on the theme is Thrive, and it is a storytelling play that is organized for Orlando Fringe, which is coming up in May. So this event is kind of a preview event because it will actually also play at Orlando Fringe, which I highly encourage all of you to attend next month as well. But Orlando Story Club, follow them on Facebook and you can find out how to go. Tickets, I think, are like $5 donations. And again, City Arts Courtyard, downtown Orlando. On Thursday, April 29th, from 6 to 9 p.m., the Front Porch Series is going on at Plaza Live, as it has these last few months. And this week, it is Sean Holcomb. He is a country artist, singer, songwriter. If you like country music, you're going to love him. And he's performing outdoors at the Plaza Live. Worth checking out. You can find out more about that by going to the Plaza Live on Instagram or the Plaza Live's Facebook account. And then on Saturday, May 1st, you can start your morning off by doing the Color Run 5K out at Osceola Heritage Park in Kissimmee. And then From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you could go to Sanford's. Go from Kissimmee to Sanford. They're hosting the St. John's River Festival of the Arts. There's art, music, walkable festival. Also, that night is Virginia Drive Live. And Virginia Drive Live is happening in Ivanhoe Village. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. It is a free event. It's when Ivanhoe Village teams up with the Mills 50 District. So there will be food trucks, live entertainment. $5 wristbands are sold at participating locations like 1010 Brewing and The Yard, and these wristbands will allow access to specials at the locations that are participating. So whether you're going to, I don't know, Ivanhoe Park Brewing, the Hammerland, wherever it is. Anyway, so that is to go into their shops, their bars, their restaurants, what have you. You can find out more information about that on Facebook. And then Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., Orlando City is facing off against FC Cincinnati. That is a home game. You can go over to Exploria Stadium. They are still selling tickets, I think, at half capacity and enforcing social distancing and mask wearing. Tickets start at like $18. So that is 7:30 Saturday night, May 1st. Whew, that's all your events. Moving along to the five accounts you should be following on the internet. Ooh. Accidentally, this all looks like, now that I look at it, it's all food and drink.
Per usual.
It's true. For one, let's start with Downtown Credo. Downtown Credo is Orlando's favorite name your price coffee shop. They just launched a collaboration with the Central Florida Urban League, and it is called Coffee for Impact. So they are selling 200 special edition coffee bags that are available at both Credo locations, the one at Avent Health and then also the one downtown in the North Quarter. You can buy them either at their locations or online. There are limited quantities. I can give you a quote. Ben Hoyer, who started Downtown Credo, said, "Through this meaningful partnership, we're able to spark conversations around racial and economic issues in our community through coffee. $5 from each sale of the coffee bags will go towards the Urban League." The Urban League works to empower Black Central Floridians through education, employment, entrepreneurship. All around, awesome, awesome organization, and cool that they're actually partnering with even like equally awesome organizations. So follow Downtown Credo on Instagram. Number two, Pigza on Mills. That is a new concept coming from our friends over at Pig Floyd's. They are teaming up with Stasio's, and Stasio's Italian Deli is like super fantastic as well. That's located over in the Milk District. It will be a pizza shop that is absolutely beautiful. And the reason I'm telling you about it now is because I can guarantee it's going to be hot. The aesthetic is insane. A lot of blush and emerald and like all the great things. So anyway, they have started upping their game on Instagram. So definitely worth going ahead and giving them a follow and being ahead of all of your friends about the cool new place coming to Mills 50. Find them on Instagram, Pigza on Mills, P-I-G-Z-Z-A on Mills. Check them out. Looks beautiful. Speaking of beautiful locations, and this one actually just opened, is Golden Hour Wine. That is a new wine shop in Baldwin Park. It too is like greens and blush and like all these colors that are just like super popular right now, but it looks super beautiful. I haven't been yet, but I canceled a meeting that I was supposed to go this week because I wasn't feeling great. And so I'm heading, or last week. And so now I'm heading this week to meet with Heather, the owner, and then also meeting with Andy from Yelp. And we're going to have just a girls socially distanced wine consumption afternoon. So that will be great. So anyway, Golden Hour Wine, Anna LeBeau, which we've told you about before, took some great photos. So that's why I'm actually kind of preaching it, because it just looks so freaking beautiful. Speaking of Andy, Yelp Orlando, I can't remember if I told you to follow them before, but if you're not following them, you should. That's just Yelp Orlando on Instagram. She always posts the goods. And then number five, let's go with Japango. Japango, Florida, Japango FL is what they are on Instagram. That just opened in the Mills 50 district on Colonial. That is a vegan sushi spot. The bento sushi boxes look re-damn-diculous. They look really awesome. Everything is vegan, but it all looks non-vegan. They have great bubble teas, similar probably in concept kind of to what I've also told you about last week or 2 weeks ago, which was the VLC vegan eatery. So I'm loving these fun vegan spins on this traditional like Asian cuisine. And now in this case, this one is on like sushi. So anyway, it sounds great to get in my belly. Please follow Japango, Japango. That's all I have. That's it. I just like ran through that, Vic. So anyway, Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of 15 Minutes in Pulp Town. I appreciate you for listening all the way to the end. And I encourage you and urge you to send me a DM or slide into my DMs and or send me an email, katie@pulp.town.com, katie@pulp.town, K-A-T-I-E. Tell me what you're thinking about the podcast. Tell me if I missed any upcoming events or if you have something that you need to put on my radar, send it my way. And I will appreciate you for that. And thanks to Venture X for having me every week, and to Vic and Devin, even though Devin's not in the room, but Vic and Devin from Brand Crumbs Media for putting this on. I appreciate you guys. I will see you in your inboxes on Tuesday, and I will see you back in your earbuds next Monday. You're not going to end it? That's all you're going to say? You're not going to say anything?
I don't like to be predictable.
You said that last time or a few times ago.
Stay pulpy, Orlando.
That's right. All right, goodbye.